Blog Talk Radio.
Just the guitar, okay, cool.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting you and me. That was what you told me.
Trying to get my pals from the football game.
So, yeah. No, let's talk. Let's talk about it. So, tonight on the show, we are talking about online dating safety and do we have any don't ask, don't tell type policies when it comes to this whole date thing. So, the disclosure is we just be talking about the say bad things, we drink, yeah, we do all that stuff. Just, you'll be all right. So let's jump on into this thing here. Okay, y'all can talk. Hello? Am I talking to myself?
Oh, I was on mute. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Dre.
What?
Y'all don't hear that noise. What noise?
I'm hearing some crazy noises on my phone. I don't know.
So, the reason why we're having this conversation is because earlier this week there was a guy who met a girl on Plenty of Fish, went out on a date on Thursday. They had a good time. He took her back to the house. They had a really good time there as well. Next day, they said, "No, I'm going to enjoy my time with you. I'm going to see you again." The next day, she comes back, and she has set him up, and he gets killed. So, that's where this topic came from. We need to talk about some online dating safety. So, what would you think the first rule of online dating safety should be?
I think number one, like you don't, everything is public. Like I'm not taking you back to my personal, like my house. Like I'm not doing any of that. I think that's the first thing that should be established.
True. I agree. I definitely agree that everything needs to be definitely public because you coming back to my house is not enough. So, yeah. I hope that we don't get any callers while I'm getting ready to make another decision. But that's number one. I think that what could have messed him up is definitely taking her back to the house. You know, and then, you know, definitely in a well lit place. And then always tell a friend where you're going. You know, and if me, I know I'm good at it. Me and my girlfriends, we used to say, you know, I would send by this information. This is who I'm with. This is their phone number. This is the kind of car that they're driving. This is their license tag. Yeah. If you don't send something, you know who I'm with. Like, on some legit type stuff.
True.
No, I absolutely agree. I think that that should be mandatory, like especially if you're going by yourself.
And then I'm going to sit.
Definitely.
I mean, it may not be as rude. You know, I will text them. You know, I even send you a picture. Girl, this way look like. You know? So, yeah. Okay.
You
so
you
I think Yeah, like this is what it looked like. We don't want no misunderstandings, no confusion, no music. I don't want none of that. Yes, no.
No, that completely makes sense.
Is that the only tip you got, Taylor? You ain't got no other rules that you do?
No, because I don't do online dating.
Online dating.
That's the only rule that I have. Smarty pants, what's your rule?
No, I was just, no, I was just asking to make sure you were done. Because I ain't want to, you know.
Dear Lord, I feel like, you know, that's definitely number one. That's the main go-to. Don't do that mess at your house. Don't do that. You know, go out. Meet me somewhere. That's the only other choice to somewhere. What's yours, Drake?
Well, I told you earlier when you was talking about it yesterday. What I do, if we're gonna meet or whatever, I just tell you to meet me at the restaurant or somewhere with a lot of people. That's one thing I do, and then I tell you what I'm gonna have on, but I'm not gonna wear that because I want to make sure that I'm in a safe environment. Because I know a lot of guys that got set up and got robbed or whatever. So I tell you what I'm wearing, and then if I see you, and I'm gonna sit there and I'm gonna look at you before I like text you or call you or whatever to make sure everything is cool, and then I come over and get you. And then they always be like, "Well, you said you can have this on with me." I changed my mind last time. First time. Hey, people crazy, man.
Clearly.
I mean, people are. People are crazy.
I agree.
Won't catch me slipping.
I got that time for like that type of crazy. I don't feel like I got that. I shouldn't have to activate my crazy because of your crazy. You know, my crazy, she likes to hang out and just see it. Just, you know, yeah, all right. So I asked a question on the Facebook page. What is your number one rule for online dating? And Ramon says, be open-minded. How open-minded can you be when it comes to this whole online dating thing?
I'm not. I'm just not. No. Not at all. Like, we not. This is how it's going. If not, I don't know what else to tell you. Because, I mean, I feel like we're talking about my safety. Like, how much. Like, I'm already open-minded because I agreed to meet with you. Like, that's as far as I'm going until I know you. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to risk my safety just so I can say, I was open-minded. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement with that one.
And I definitely get where you're coming from when you say, I think you can be open-minded. I'm like this. I can be open-minded to a certain extent. I'm already open to the fact of, okay, say yes, I'm going to meet you, and we're going to go to a very public place in the middle of the day, type stuff. But my open mind does close until I know more information about you, and I'm okay with it. And then we can see where we go from there. But other than that, I'm a little judgmental when it begins to, because everything that you're doing in this first meeting is actually being scrutinized and picked through with the fine tooth comb. Because I don't know how far this is going to go. We were having a conversation one day. Hey, I met this guy. He's so awesome. He's so nice. I met him on Match.com. Okay? I was like, oh, okay, girl, yeah. And she was like, you should try it out, too. And I said, no. Because first of all, I should pay for anything when it comes to this online dating. I shouldn't have to pay for that. I shouldn't have to fill out no 30-page of questionnaire. I shouldn't have to do all of that. And she was like, no, it's good. You can cancel it after you met someone. Okay, so she's met this guy now. So I think they met about 2 months ago. When did I have my family and friends sing for the baseball game? That was like 2 months ago, right? Okay. So about 2 weeks ago, she told us that he asked her to get married.
Oh.
Not minded. That's only been 2 months. And if y'all remember, we posted something on my Facebook page saying, I don't know how y'all been dating, just met 2 months ago, and now y'all getting married. I can't even like people for 2 days or so. So I don't understand this concept. Is this how online dating works? Is it so fast? You know, like, is it a quick change type situation? Because that's really not how I work. You know what I mean? It's quick.
Too much.
And she has kids. Like, I need to know, like, and you already got your kids calling him kind of like dad or whatever.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Nah, I don't do that, Chase. That's a no-no.
Right.
Like that's a concoction for all types of just that's bad. Like 2 months, you don't know this person. You have children. That's bad. No. That's a concoction for disaster.
Supposedly he's going to borrow her a car. They're moving into a new house. Like, it's just too much too soon for me.
What he working
at? That man is an older gentleman, and I think he is looking for somebody.
I ain't going to set him up with one of my family members. I'd get in good with the money.
Well, he's about to be married, obviously. Miss Jerry says, be who you are right from the start. Let's get things, you know, going and begin organically. I find it. Just be yourself. I would just be myself as well. That's me. Yeah, I don't. I'm still flabbergasted. And see, I was invited to the wedding because I'm really not cared for that much because I always question stuff. And so I wasn't invited to the wedding, but one of my other coworkers was invited to the wedding, so I want to be her plus one. I want to be her plus one so bad. Because y'all know I love a good old country wedding. Y'all know I love country just for no reason. Just don't even know. And she already country backwards. So it's like, okay, this really going to be a country wedding. Okay, it's probably a little
country.
Oh,
man.
Country.
That's crazy.
What?
You talking about weddings? And I just seen a video of this girl's wedding and her dress that she had. Was entirely too small because she was walking down the aisle and her titties was like all over the place. Like they were damn near about to pop out the dress. She had to keep pulling it up.
Wow.
And I was like, somebody either didn't go on their diet and get in their wedding dress or she just got what they had on the rack.
That's funny.
I was going to tag you in earlier, but he was having a moment.
Shut up. Wait. What you want? Could you call me at me? Because you kept asking me dumb questions, and I felt.
Whatever.
Whatever. And so, yeah. I want to go to a country wedding. I want to go to it.
Can you video it?
I want to go. I probably won't get to go because the girl who got invited, she has a husband, so her husband is probably her plus one. But my thing is this, Lucy. Aren't you supposed to go through a certain amount of hours of relationship counseling with your pastor or something?
Some people do it and some people don't.
Well, I'm going to do it because I want to make sure this is the right person. We want to get everything out.
True. A lot of people do it when they, like, if they've been arguing and they just can't agree on shit. And then they go to the pastor and see what's up, whatever. But I couldn't do it because, for one, you know, a lot of people, before they get married, a lot of people be living together. That's a sin right there. So what you do, like, going to talk to your pastor about your life and your relationship and y'all living together? And you already done had sex 9 times out of 10.
But still, you can still go to marriage counseling.
So why do you want to get the pastor involved? And you're already halfway to double hell. You're gonna get him involved and go to triple. You just gonna go ahead up the end. Triple.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't believe.
No, I see what you're saying, but it's just stupid. I get what you're saying.
Friend, okay, so for instance, Taylor, don't you live with your boyfriend or whatever?
No.
Okay, but you was at one point, right?
Yes.
Okay, the same for instance, y'all was living together. Y'all done already did the net. He proposed, and then all of a sudden you be like, "Let's go to counseling to the pastor." How you think he gonna feel like that?
I'm not. See, I have no. I'm just not gonna do that. I'm just not.
And Manasseh the Twizzler, I know you're not going to.
What? Did I have to go to marriage counseling before I get married?
Hope it ain't the point. Never mind.
Say what?
I almost did something I ain't supposed to say on that.
You don't get choked out when I see you.
I know, I don't feel like you choked out today. That's why I say nothing. And then, you know, you extra strong today, so I can't do nothing with that now.
But why is she extra strong today?
I can't say. It's a personal problem she had.
Oh.
So she getting extra strength.
You know what? Jayla just reminded me of a fish fry we're supposed to go to tomorrow. I was going to ask you if you wanted to go. You'd be hungry. Mm-mm.
What fish fry? Who took your fish? What a fish is that? Who's cooking the fish?
I don't know, she just obviously heard it. She said something about the fish. Mama, make sure you invite him. Dre, I guess you're going to have to hang with us tomorrow when we go to the fish fry. Oh, let's go. He ain't got no choice, the child has to go. But, you know, no fish. I said you can go.
Okay, now I can go. Okay, what's the sketch?
Jayla said you could. Jayla wants you there.
Who?
The kid.
Oh, your child.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
My partner.
Anyway.
My partner.
Yeah. Your partner and him.
Yep, my partner and him.
Anyway, so I would go through marriage counseling and whatnot. I don't care who it is I decide to marry. You're going through marriage counseling. And yes, I do agree that was supposed to. But you know what? If we live together 4 years, let's say you decide to have a long engagement or whatever, okay? To me, an engagement should be anywhere from 12 months to 18 months anyway. Okay? That's just my personal question. Okay. So, if we live together, the first 12 months of our engagement, that's that year that we really needed to know about this whole living together. And then the next 6 months, we're going to, you know, say, hey, we're not going to do X, Y, and Z for the next 6 months so that we can get ourselves in order, we can go to this marriage counseling, and we'll be all right. Don't that sound like fun? What?
I don't know who dealing with her behind for 6 months. I don't know.
I know, right?
What? You all have dealt with me for a year and a half. You all have dealt with me for 8 months. Y'all done it. Get it together.
Yeah,
and that was
thank you.
And that was stressful. It was stressful.
Well, I think
it was not stressful.
I think if you engage, engagement should last at least a year to a year and a half. Just me. Still got some kinks to work out with your ass. I don't trust.
I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about that because my idea of a wedding is not a traditional thing. Like, I'm not, I don't think about the whole, oh, this, like, the hoopla. Like, I watch, like, what is it, Say Yes to the Dress? I've seen it a couple times or whatever that show is called. And, like, they really be going through it, and it just be a mess. And I'd be like, why? Like, I think that should be the happiest day of your life. Like, I'm all about simplicity, like, real simple. So I don't know about a long engagement. Because I think I think before you should already have that. Like, you should already know, like, it should be a routine. By the time you get ready to propose, you should have your routine. You should have things down pat. Once you get to a point where you know, like, okay, this is kind of the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, that's when you start having conversations. That's when you start making plans. That's when you start executing them. So I think that a long engagement is just, for me personally, I don't think it's ideal.
This is why I say long engagement. And I can see where you're coming from and being planned and everything. My thing is this, I don't want to be paying for something 20 years into my marriage because we decided to splurge. I want to make sure everything's before that day. I mean, everything down to the seat, like, everything. And so that's another reason why I would do a long marriage. But I still need that year of us living together because if we're still just boyfriend and girlfriend, we are not going to be living together. No, you have your separate home, I have mine. If once we become fiance, okay, we're moving somewhere. We're moving. We can cohabitate to live together to see what this is going to be like. Because at the end of that 12 months, we might not really like each other.
This is true.
Because I like certain things done, and you don't like to do them. But you need to, I need to know how you pay bills. I understand that you have your own household, and you've been keeping it together, but I don't know what's happening over there. You might be one cut-off notice away, and me, on the other hand, is everything paid up at a certain time, and I'm not struggling. So I need to know how this is going to work out, because during that time of that 12 months, okay, I may recognize I need to be the one who pays the bills. I need to sit down and take care of the checkbook, because clearly he doesn't know what he's doing. So there's a lot of reasons why I say long engagement, because I got some stuff I got to work out.
Yeah, this is me. I feel the same way. And my thing is this, don't rush me to damn put a ring on your ragged ass finger.
Well, I'm saying it got to be raggedy.
Because I said so, that's right.
You raggedy.
Mm-hmm.
You're raggedy. Okay. We're going to continue this conversation, but I'm walking away with the computer, so if you have any callers, just call me in and whatnot, and you're going to be on hold for a little while. So join in on the conversation on the Facebook page, and I will take a look at it in a moment. Let's talk about this part, okay? So do you have a don't ask, don't tell type policy?
I do.
Hell no. Nope. Mm-mm.
So you're pretty much an open book.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Let me go on Taylor's page and find out the juice.
What?
Baby, you're not gonna find nothing on that page. It's nothing you see up there.
That's your sister Mary Frances page.
Uh-uh. It's just nothing juicy on there.
I have to dig in Taylor's archives, see what she got popping.
You do
out.
All of that.
Maybe we could be talking to a stone cold freaking jiggum over here. Never know.
What? You know, boy.
But, I sure do. I'm going to tell them my damn business, because that's how shit gets started. Because once you tell it, the other person going to want to find out.
I think I have a more of a need to know type basis. Like if I feel like you need to know it, you don't know it. If you don't need to know it, you ain't gonna know it. I think that's where I'm at. So I'm stepping away now, everybody. So I'm still on the phone line, but I'm stepping away. But y'all keep talking. Y'all keep talking.
Okay.
No, I'm not a You gotta No, I'm not one of those people. When I see it, I'm just gonna ask about it. I just rather you tell me the truth though. That's my only thing. Like, if I see it and I say something, I'd rather you just be like this is what it is. Like, I hate being like, well, I saw this. Oh, no, that's not the case. And then, like, weeks later, it's like, but I thought you said. Now I'm mad. And
yeah.
You pretty much is just a stance where if you don't ask me, I ain't telling you nothing.
I mean, sometimes you can tell it, but a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, I just like keep my shit to myself. Don't do that show and tell bullshit. Because once somebody find out, that's how all the drama kicks off. Then they go tell somebody. And then somebody go tell somebody else.
This is true. I get it, but at what point does it become like lying? Because I think with that, it's like a fine line between, you know, don't ask, don't tell, and just flat out lying, withholding information.
True.
And again, with that, it might be something that's real frivolous to you, like it don't matter, but it might be something big to that person.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a good old conversation.
Yes, we did.
Y'all did this. Awesome. I feel like this. Y'all gonna hear me start my car in a second. But I feel like there's a certain things about me. I have to kind of gauge the situation because I don't know what you can handle until we kind of have a conversation. So that's why it's kind of like, okay, you know. But and then I'm really big on, I don't like people to ask me to do stuff. Like certain things, just because you know something about me, don't ask me about it. Don't ask me, nope. We can't.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like, okay, I'm going to give y'all an example. One of the shows, okay, so you know I usually post the questions on my Facebook page. Well, somebody asked me, you know, hey, have you done XYZ thing? And I was like, well, I'm thinking to myself, this person can handle this conversation. You know, I'm thinking they can't, right? So we have a conversation about it. Next thing out this person's mouth is, well, can we do that? No. why? Why do you feel that you need to engage in this with me? Why can't you choose someone else? Because I'm not the person for you. I'm not. I definitely know that I am not the person for you because you have jumped too far into your fucking feelings one too many fucking times for me. So I know that I am not the one for you. So
that's crazy.
That's why people need to know, like, it's like a need to know basis. Like, I'm just not going to tell certain people certain shit.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Yeah. You don't need to know. There's certain things that they try to use to their advantage. And, you know, this party of one is not for you. I do a lot of shit by myself. No, you can't go. No, you can't have that. Four. And then it becomes, oh, you're so selfish, you're so this, and you're so that. Well, I'll be that shit if that's what you want me to be. It ain't like I even call work. So, I just feel like people just need to know, you know. And then another thing is, like, if you don't ask me, I'm not going to volunteer to shit. I'm not going to just volunteer stuff. Oh, no, you got to ask me questions before I even talk to the answer. And then I'm halfway in, so I'm going to start that question. Because I don't know you like that. You're going to try to use it against me. Talk about you remember when? Nope, I don't remember when. Who told you that? If you ain't got pictures
right.
of me being there, goddamn it, it didn't goddamn happen. What? If you ain't got goddamn pictures of me there, it ain't goddamn happen.
That could
have
been a true.
What?
I told you, Taylor, she was aggressive today. And her team just lost, too.
Like,
oh, no.
You just had to bring it up, huh? You just had to bring it up. You just had to bring it up. This is why you ain't cheating. This is exactly why.
It's only it's only preseason. It's one game.
Don't matter.
It don't matter because it don't count when y'all was dabbing all year last year.
You should have been still continue to dab. You dabbed your asses in the summer.
We gonna dab all over them people's heads when we get ready.
Anyway, next time.
We gonna
pounce on them things. Shut your ass up. Wrong with you. Anyway.
What? We still talking about the
don't
hang some pills, I
guess. Oh. Well, Taylor says she don't care if you tell. She's
a
gangster with hers.
She's an open hook.
First of all, that's not what I said. I didn't say all of that. But I did say, like, if I ask you about it, I just want you to tell me the truth.
Okay.
That's pretty much
that.
It. Like, if I see it and I'm just like, hey, you know, what the hell is that? I just want you to be like, oh, this is X, Y, and Z. Okay, cool. Let me decide where to go from there.
That I get that. Yeah, I mean,
but
that's dishonesty point blank right there. Like,
but when I bring it to you, don't be like, oh no, nah, this ain't what it is. I don't know what you're talking about. And then like, I find out through the grapevine or through whatever, it's something different. I'm gonna be like, but you just said, like, what's the problem?
Like, them stripper assholes. Well, why you got your hand on her ass? Like,
exactly.
Right? Like something like that, like nigga. Like, everybody who knows me, you can't lie to me about no stripper. Please don't lie to me about no stripper shoes. I like strippers. You can't lie to me about strippers. What are you talking about? Like, why would you do that? Like, they, people lie about the dumbest stuff. And to me, if you omit the truth, it's something, it's kind of a lie to me if you omit it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, you're not going to tell me. You know, if I ask, especially if I ask. Now, if someone, like, certain things with certain situations, like I said, I have to gauge it. Like, I have to say, okay, could this person handle what I'm about to say about this question that they've asked me on this day? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they going to be receptive of what I'm saying to them? Because if they're not going to be receptive, I'm going to ask them prior to me answering, are you prepared for anything that's going to come up my mouth? And if they can't say, if they say, no, I'm not prepared, then you don't need me to answer that question at this point. You don't need me. I need you to get mentally and ready prepared because we never know what I'm going to say. You never know. So I can't say, sir, listen, might be upset that, you know, certain things may have happened way before you. Why you would be upset about it, I don't know, but sometimes you just do it. Give your guidance. Just ask yourself a question. Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, those are our two topics for tonight. But, so let's kind of jump into So,
get right now.
I'm trying to get past the state trooper that's in my way. And pray they don't get their ass behind it.
Wait a minute. Who in your way?
Thank you.
Who?
State trooper?
Where you going?
I'm all the way home.
Where you been?
I'm out of the house. Damn, Dad. This is really, I said I had to go pick up my child from somewhere.
Just check.
Nigga, what? Daddy is you. Log on here, man. You see your line? You see it over there? Say the fuck in it. How about that one?
Oh, ooh. Well, all right.
But anyway, what I was saying was, let's talk about, let's verbally put words to these pictures of young jocks on this thing. Well, I can't. Yeah. Oh, jocks. His he thought he was doing something awesome on today by getting his hair did and him putting on his lip gloss and making a video today about his hair. He thought he was doing something.
Yeah, he tried it.
Him looked for that. So yeah. He looked for something in So yeah. That was funny to my soul. And Taylor tried to blame us for her laughter today. I didn't have shit to do with that. I just joined Facebook the other day. I am not responsible for anything that shows up on her timeline at all.
I know, right? Don't blame us.
It's not my fault. I ain't do it. I ain't tell him to get that hard
press
off his head. I ain't tell him to do that.
But that shit was funny. I went in on him the first thing this morning. Ugh.
That wasn't me. I
didn't
do that. I
didn't. I wasn't getting no
press. Is Taylor still on the line? I can't check because I'm not in front of a computer.
Say what?
I said, I'm not in front of the computer, so I can't check the stuff. It'll be another 10 minutes or so before I be in front of the computer. But, yeah, like, I don't understand. But my question to you is this. Have you, okay, being that we have now seen the artwork for the cover of Young Thug's album, have you listened to any of it?
No. But knowing him.
Are you going to listen to any of it?
That's the thing. Knowing him, he probably got some hot ass beat, as usual, and then everybody overlooked the fact that he's dressed like that. I don't get it. And
I'm not going to overlook the fact that this Negro is wearing a vintage 1920 dress. I'm not overlooking that.
I know, right?
I'm not overlooking that.
I just can't with it. It just, I don't know. I don't know. And they thinking that shit cool, so.
Who said it was cool?
I mean, that's what everybody's thinking, that the shit is fly because he's doing it. I think
no, that's not fly. That's a full-fledged threat. That ain't just no shirt that look like a dress. That's a
dress. You should have seen him smiling while he had it on, though. Like, he was happy as fuck.
Oh, I saw the one where he looked like Felix. I saw.
Yes.
I saw what he looked like Felix. Okay, myself. You're so easy. Barbara, it's Shirley. But I just feel like it's just too much. I think this industry has just, I don't know what it's hard to say what this industry is now because it has changed so much and so much mess has been incorporated into it. Like, it's hard to say, what is this mess? What is this we're doing? And
that's what I want to know.
Because
if you say something about it, you're going to be considered a hate.
Not necessarily hate, because you don't understand what they're doing. Like, I personally don't understand why this young man is in this women's dress and it's okay with it, and he's saying that he's not gay. So I need to understand what is your life about? So now it's okay to cross dress? Like, I don't understand this. Like, I don't understand it. And
motherfuckers, people got the game twisted, man. That's why I don't watch that damn show. Because it's just, it's like a mockery of hip-hop.
I will say that I got a couple of healthy-ass laughs out of it. The one that I posted about him looking like he's an extra from the Lemonade movie. Yeah, and like he was an extra. Like, this dude grew up in 1920 Louisiana.
You just lost a word. You don't know what to say. Am I on the show by myself? Like, seriously.
Sorry, y'all. I apologize. I got disconnected. Uh-oh. I'm going to say this part. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Is Taylor on the line?
I don't know.
Okay. So, okay. I apologize for my disconnection. Like I said, I am currently driving, so that's why my signal dropped, because I can get some coming down the highway. But, yeah, there's a mess. There's a mess out here in this world, and I am just here to laugh at it. I'm just here. I got my 7 good laughs today. I chuckled from a happy place. I made other people happy. Yeah, that was my goal, make others happy. And, but my the funniest one of all them young Jocelyn, to tell you like this here, that one, they had him as Gloria from Ring to a Tale.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed from a special place. Because all I could see was her in that part of that movie. Talk about how I just, you know, just some collard greens, some potato salad, some yams, a couple of pieces of ham.
Because the funny part was, I was about to tag you in it, and I posted it, and then you came right behind me and posted it.
I know, God. I was from a physical place. It was from a touchy place. Like, the place was just so, I don't know. Like, oh, God. It's a healthy laugh. I laughed to the point. I'm trying to understand why the sheriff is driving. Like, he ain't got just it. But anyway, I'm like, Josh's friend should have told him no. No, friend, don't do this to yourself. Don't
talk
do
about meet me in the trap.
It is not going down. You look
meet
like
me
you
in the trap with a perm.
Oh, shut up, Mr. Ben. I mean, you got a full flag for life. Right. So, I don't have to, let's see. Comments being up on the post as I was trying to get logged in or whatnot. But, Miss Jerry says, I don't ask questions, however, my ears are always wide open. I'll answer questions along the way. That's what she says about the open. You know, don't ask, don't tell type policy that people may adapt to when it comes to this whole dating and relationship thing. She said she's, you know, she'll listen and ask questions along the way. That's kind of how I am, too. I do ask questions. I do. But I listen more than I ask questions because I'm just listening to what you're saying. I'm taking in everything that you're saying. because I don't want to be in have a conversation with you later, and you be like, well, I didn't say that. Oh, no, you didn't. You said that. You said exactly this, because I remember pretty much everything that mostly tell me, you know, I try to. Of what's not. I try to. I don't forget much. Not much at all. But what if, okay, so let me ask you, what if you learn something about your mate after y'all have gotten married or whatnot, and you may feel like it might be a deal breaker? What would you do in a situation like that? Like, would you think it stay, or do you like, you know what, that's this shit, I'm out?
It depends on what it is that she got caught doing. Yeah, if it's like she's
okay.
Cheating. If she's cheating, then I gotta go. It just depends.
So if she's cheating, you gotta go.
Yeah, I can't stay.
Why do you feel like you can't stay with her if she's cheating?
Because it's like, because sometimes things can be talked out, but if it's like something major, like she's been cheating on me the whole time, and this doesn't, nah, I can't stay, because I'll be like, okay, she did it once, she'll do it again.
She might not do it again.
Nah.
She might learn her lesson. Maybe you just got trust issues.
To me, once a cheater, always a cheat.
Oh, so you was a cheater. You cheated, so you always a cheater.
I'm just saying, because if she going to do it once, she going to do it again. Because it had to be something that drove her to cheat.
It doesn't necessarily mean that she's doing it again. So, but if you cheated, would you expect her to forgive you?
Well, I did on revenge, because when I found out that she was cheating, I was going to leave you damn being faithful. We can play that game.
You know what? No, we're not going to do that. That's not what a person is. No. Why do I talk to you? Why, God? Why do I talk to you? Why? I don't understand my reason for talking to you in this life. I don't understand it. I think I'm being punished or something. I must be something for God to treat me like this. Okay, I just want to say, I need to understand the fact that why would you do vengeful, you know, vengeful type stuff? You will never get anywhere doing vengeful type stuff. And then, if you cheated first, is it okay for her to go out and cheat?
Well, I ain't never been on
that. That's childish. No.
How are you on look at you? Look at here. Look at you just jumping right on back in there. What in the world?
I do. I think that's real childish. Like, just because you did it, that don't mean I'm going to do it, too. I think that's plenty of childish. We're not doing all of that.
Right. So, it's either we're going to forgive and move it on, or part ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm petty.
And if I forgive you one time, and you do it
that's
again.
That's not a pass to keep doing it.
No, there ain't no pass to keep doing it. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's going to be some issues. Keep doing it. Okay. We can probably work through it. you cheating twice,
now we got a problem. Because your ass is just greedy, and you got a problem. So, yeah.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm back stationary, so I'm about to reload back in. So give me one second.
Okay, I got a question. Monotism, productivity. You hear about that new show that the Oxygen Time was trying to get?
No, I don't watch Oxygen.
Well, they trying to come up with a new show to compete with Love and Hip Hop and Desperate Housewives. And it's called Trans Atlanta. And they're going to have all transgender women on there.
I'm not watching it.
Yes. So what's your take on
it? I have not heard it. I haven't heard anything about it, so I have no opinion.
That's going to be real interesting.
I feel like So with the last particular show that I watched that had a transgender on it, I didn't like how that particular transgender was put out there to the street, and I didn't like the fact that she was a little messy and tried not to be messy, and then she would get into issues with women and not realizing you are still a man. You are still a man, because she had not she was going through the transition process, so she wasn't fully transitioned. You are still a man. You cannot get into it with another female and try to fight her. You are a man.
Mm-hmm.
You got man hands. You got man feet. You are a man. You can't do that. And so I don't think I want to watch that. I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, I'm standing behind my no.
I absolutely agree. I'm usually pretty open minded with certain things, but that isn't no.
Mm-mm. No, because then am I going to have to watch them be in relationships too? Am I going to have to watch that? Like them be in relationships and shit? I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't have to watch that. I can watch nothing else. It's football season anyway. It's football season. I just want to let everybody know. So I won't be watching that shit. I watch some strange stuff, but that shit I'm not about to watch. I'm okay. Let's see here. Yep. Nope. And how you see a commercial for this? Where you see that?
It ain't no commercial. They've been talking about it in the shave room all day.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I'm not in whatever that group is for the shade room.
No, shade room is it's not just a group. Like the shade room, we've got an Instagram page.
Oh, I really have not been on anybody else's Instagram today but my own.
So, and I was trying to keep it positive on the Instagram today.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's going to be something special there. Because I know old boy was pissed when they didn't tell him about old girl being a transgender, and he was getting ready to holler at her. What's your boy from BAPS, the comedian?
The,
Pierre.
The light-skinned one, Pierre?
Yeah, he was getting ready to holler at the one that starred, the one that been doing hip-hop videos and shit for the longest, and a lot of them rappers been messing around and slept with her. And she supposed to came out with that book and told everything or thing, but she never did, and she got threatened.
Okay.
It was some show that they was on. It was a talk show. And he was like a guest host or whatever. And he came on the show, and she was sitting out there. And the host didn't tell him that she was an it. And he was hot.
Don't say that. That's rude. Don't say it. Say that, I mean, she's transitioning or whatever. Don't call her it.
She be.
That's rude. Whatever. So he didn't tell him or whatever.
Yeah, and he would get ready to holler, and then they waited till like they went to commercial, and then they told him. And he had this weird ass look on his face when they came back from commercial. Like, he was pissed.
Wow.
I know you lost the words. Yeah, it happened.
I'm also reading some other stuff too. In my inbox. So.
Is somebody snoring?
That's what it sounds like, right? It doesn't sound like snoring. Cut it out. You tried it.
Girl, listen.
That breathing pattern changed a couple times. What are you doing?
I'm not doing
for real. Are you doing some extra activities you don't know?
You know what? Stop it. No, I have not. And no, I am not. Dre, don't start with me. I've been trying to be good past couple weeks dealing with your shenanigans. Don't you start today. Don't you do it.
Wait a minute. So the last time we had a show, you were supposed to come on the show and tell us about your date and whatnot, and we ain't heard nothing about that date.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about that. That was just, it was cool. We had a real good time. Things got way too adult, like 10 minutes before the show. Just got way out of control. And I was like, oh, you know, I have this thing I have to do. But, yeah. But it was cool. We had a good time.
I mean, you can give us bits and pieces of her. You know better. Details. Hmm.
Okay. Well,
we're adults. We're adults around here. We can handle that shit. Like, what's wrong with you?
Okay. Well, we had dinner and stuff, and we were kind of cooling out. And things got real. And as Dre would say, I did some things. He did some things, and it was like, oh, wait, what time is it? Kind of situation. And it was like, well,
I'm like, I really can't do this right now because I got something to do. You know, I told you about the radio show, and it was kind of like, well, I don't care. We about to finish this. Oh, okay. All right.
So
well, I will say that.
To get some nookie. Huh? Ain't that song?
Yes, I did. I did. I got lots of it. I got lots of it. And, yeah. Got lots of it and still been getting lots of it.
The lie to get some nookie.
I did not. Really?
Whew. I can't believe this.
All right.
Y'all are terrible. I'm going to need for y'all to grow up. Y'all childish.
Y'all are real childish.
I'm just not gonna go to work doing
because
I'm gonna put my ass in
the
air.
I'm
not gonna go.
Yep, I'm gonna put all my ass on him.
This ain't gonna go.
Okay.
That's that little dog.
Okay.
That's not.
Mom, going to get my ass smacked.
This dope and real
snail. Yeah, ain't right. Smacked it up. Flip it.
And look, and then try to throw the little ass on there and been doing it for long too. Okay, getting the LL Cool J on, doing it well. Okay, that's what you say.
All right, girl, there you go. Okay. Go ahead, then, what you bad, sir?
At least somebody out there in the world getting some.
I know that's right. Somebody
out there. Ooh, y'all petty and childish. Ooh, look at this. Dre, you said a couple weeks ago for me to go out and start living my life, and that's what I did. I followed your
dream. I didn't think you were going to really go out and do it, though.
I know you didn't.
Wait a minute.
I didn't think I was going to do it either. Y'all is childish. This is ridiculous.
And you know the funny part is, that, and the shit is damn real true too. We like, damn, we didn't think she really gonna do it. Fuck around and did it. All
right, right. And that's the came back and she told him, like, I did it. And we're like, you did what?
And she gave it her all.
She put her best foot forward.
I did give it my all. I did.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, my chick. I already been laughing all day long. God, they just sent me over the top. I did it. And did what you told me to do.
That shit funny to me, boy.
my God.
I think we're a bad influence.
You did it. You did what you told me to do.
I think we are a very bad influence.
I don't influence nobody. People is grown. I don't influence nobody to do nothing they don't really want to do on the inside. I am not your pusher. You wanted to do it.
So now you're trying to say she wants to do it on the inside.
Yep. You wanted to do it. You wanted to get out there. You wanted to do it. And all we had to say was, do it. You know what they said? They said I could. So I did. And
I hope I get to use one of my sick days to have some sex. Shit.
that was not a sick day. That was a no call, no show.
No, that wasn't a no call, no show because I notified you a little bit, like, you know. Yes,
the
I did. Yes, I did. You got to go through the messages. Go through the messages.
You want to do this right now? You want to do this? This is what you want to do? You wanna
I
do
don't
want to
do this right now, but I'm just saying. All I'm saying is just go through the messages.
Boy, the things you hear, boy, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm about to go. Oh, gosh. I got tears in my eyes.
I do, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Scrolling.
See, oh. But did you hear her voice, though? She said, I did what you told me to do.
Right, that's what triggered that thought of that movie because, you know, in that movie, that's what she was like. She's rubbing her eyes and she's getting the little mascara from the bottom of her eyes or whatever. And she's like, I did it. And he kept saying, like, I did what you told me to do. And he was like, and what did I tell you to do? He was like, I did it. I was like, you slept with my cat cousin? But and she was like, but I did it for you. No, Jane, you didn't do it for me. You did it for Big Brother All My Pink. You did it for G5G. Not, what was his name? Julian. Oh, God, y'all know that's my movie, right?
This is petty and childish.
Listen. This is what at 9:51 p.m. I'm sorry, I might be a little late to the show. My date is running a little late. I might have a story. You said a little late, not show up at all.
That was implied.
No. A little late means, I may show up around 11:15. They don't say I ain't going to be there.
Well, I didn't know things were going to, you know, turn out the way that they did. I didn't know I was going to be hemmed up for that long. I thought,
hemmed
you know.
Up? Oh, my
yes,
God.
I was hemmed up. Yes.
Dirty.
I did it.
She was hemmed up, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting a hem in it.
Yes, I was.
Ooh.
I did it.
Putting a hem in that thing, boy. Goodness gracious. Putting that hem in it, making sure it was tight, making sure it fit right.
Oh, wow. Y'all so petty. Y'all so petty.
It did it. Then you got to sound like Dora the Explorer. I did it. I did it. I'm sorry.
I know, right?
Swiper, no swiping. Swiper, no swiping. So Swiper came by and swiped your stuff.
All of it. Just all of it.
That nigga. He done snatched up her cooter. He done snatched it up.
The whole thing.
Oh, God.
Y'all stupid. I can't with y'all. And I ain't even got no alcohol in my system. I am just goddamn funny without drinks. I ain't even
heard
that's
her part. I'm glad so much. I ain't even drunk.
Like,
what the fuck is wrong with me?
I ain't drunk nothing. I ain't got a sip of liquor in my system. Not even, I can't even say. I ain't even had nothing. I had some Dr. Pepper.
That's about the strongest thing you can have.
Yep,
Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
No, now we're getting to
whatever. I have to just real early. But that's funny. It's okay. That girl went and got, she said, F that little job, I'm going to get my lock knocked off. F that shit. That's all right, girl. Shoot. I be wanting to say it sometimes too, but I can't since I'm the host. I got to be here all the time. I don't get no sick days.
It wasn't. I just, you know what? It wasn't even a sick day. I took a personal day. A much needed personal day.
Now it's much needed, Drake. Much
needed it was. It was.
Taylor, you shocked me. This has been a very interesting show tonight.
It really has. It has. It's very much so high. And so, as we reach 12 o'clock this evening, we shall be here next week. We'll be here. Same time, same place, different group of shenanigans. Hopefully, Taylor won't take another much needed personal thing.
I had some personal time earlier, so I'm fine. Thank you very much.
So you just gonna rub it in that you keep getting all this goddamn personal time? Don't nobody care. And just, we know you care. It's okay. So go over here next week. Doing different things, talking about something else. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll be here next week. So, everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy your families and whatnot. Dre, I'll see you tomorrow. Because we're going to a fish fry.
Lord.
So, yep, we're going to the fish fry. So, yep, that's what we're going to do. So, yeah, y'all have a good night.
Well, all right.
Night.
Bye, Freak League.
Oh.
It's okay. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Good night.
Good night.